The soul snatchers. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. By those who snatch away men's souls, and those who gently release them. By those who float at will, and those who speed headlong. By those who govern the affairs of this world. On the day the trumpet sounds its first and second blast, all hearts shall be filled with terror, and all eyes shall stare with awe. They say, when we are turned to hollow bones, shall we be restored to life? A fruitless transformation. But with one blast, they shall return to the earth's surface. Have you heard the story of Moses? His Lord called out to him in the sacred valley of Tua, saying, go to Pharaoh, he has transgressed all bounds, and say, will you reform yourself? I will guide you to your Lord, so that you may have fear of him. He showed Pharaoh the mightiest sign, but he denied it and rebelled. He quickly went away and, summoning all his men, made to them a proclamation. I am your supreme Lord, he said. God smote him with the scourge of the hereafter and of this life. Surely in this there is a lesson for the God-fearing. Are you harder to create than the heaven which he has built? He raised it high and fashioned it, giving darkness to its night and brightness to its day. After that he spread the earth and, drawing water from its depth, brought forth its pastures. He set down the mountains for you and your cattle to delight in. But when the supreme disaster strikes, the day when man will call to mind his labors, when the fire is brought in sight of all, he that transgressed and chose this present life shall have his home in hell. But he that feared to stand before his Lord and curbed his soul's desire shall have his home in paradise. They question you about the hour of doom. When will it come, they ask. But how are you to know? Only your Lord knows when it will come. Your duty is but to warn those that fear it. On the day when they behold that hour, they will think they had lingered but one evening or one morning.